Good morning and welcome to Learn for Life News for the 8th of November. That is Thursday, the 8th of November, 2012. Okay, this morning we've got four teach meets. Want to know what a teach meet is? Put it into your favourite search engine and look it up. Basically, a teach meet is where teachers get together and share expertise and lessons and exemplars of what they're doing in the evening, in a social gathering, usually with some food and drink for a couple of hours. And they're quite interesting because they're some of the best continual professional development around. They're ad hoc, informal professional development. But what's important about them is that they forge relationships, professional relationships and social relationships for life. People then take those relationships and they communicate on Twitter using smartphones or iPads usually. And they build up an ad hoc network of expertise around the country. Now, if anything, Learn for Life News is determined to sort of pull together this kind of social hub atmosphere between teachers. So if you want to get involved, get a smartphone, get on Twitter and actually join a teach meet and go along. All right. The news for today is going to be put out in little bit.lys, so you know exactly where to go. So if you're listening, you'll be able to listen and write down a very short URL. So that'll take you to where you want to go. Or if you're watching the video, these bit.lys will come up in sequence from time to time. Plus, each section will have a separate bit.ly. Everything will be recorded in audio and in video, and it will be put out in text in a Licorize document. If you don't know what Licorize is, look it up. It's L-I-C-O-R-I-Z-E. And you can actually go back and find out all the videos, all the resources very, very quickly from there. The shows will also be archived on archive.org. All these are to show you exactly what resources can be used in teaching or communicating or building networks. Okay, let's look up the first four teach meets for this week, and there are four this week. This bundle is bit.ly, bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams, ebeams/5. Okay, the first one is Teach Meet Plymouth, and this is from 6:30 to 8:30. Where is it? Well, it's the University of Plymouth. It's the Rolle Building, R-O-L-L-E building, and it's Lecture Theatre 18. Get yourself along there and have a look at what they've got to do. It's SEN Teach Meet, so that's really important because later in the show we've got some SEN, Special Educational Needs resources. So I would get yourself along there if you're a Special Educational Needs specialist and you want to get to a Teach Meet and find other people in your area. Second one up is Teach Meet Brum. That's bit.ly/Teach Meet Brum. Teach Meet Brum will be held at the John Henry Newman Catholic College, and that's at B37 5GA. They have a hashtag, which is #TMBrum. Their link person is at DanielHarvey9. So get yourself along to the Teach Meet Birmingham today. Now, the other Teach Meet today is in North East London. It's in Redbridge. We've already flagged this up before, but it's tonight. It's Teach Meet iPad. That's bit.ly/Teach Meet iPad. The contact person is Skinny Boy Evans. That's at St. Aidan's Catholic Primary School, Seven Kings, East London, 8th of November, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's IG14AS. And the hashtag for that is #TMiPad. Okay, tomorrow there is a teach meet in Nottinghamshire, in Nottingham, and it's bit.ly/teachmeetnots. Now, they're quite realistic about their times. They say the nature of the teach meet is unpredictable and delays will occur on the night. However, we hope to stick as close to these times as possible. And that's very true. Teach meets sort of are a variable, sort of movable feast. They start later sometimes due to technical difficulties and things like that. So the arrival time is 6:30 and presentations from 7 o'clock. They may, you know, be a little bit later because people are trying to get there desperately from work. The final reflections and close are at 9 o'clock, and that date is Friday the 9th of November, and it's at the Learning Science Research Institute, University of Nottingham, Jubilee Campus, Wallington Road, Nottingham, NG81BB. And you've got two contact people, at Mark underscore with a C. That's M-A-R-C underscore with a C. And Peter Bevington, at Pete Bevington. Both are on Twitter, and they're looking really good. Four teach meets this week. If anything, this show is to pull people into meeting face-to-face. That's what it's about. It's not about endless series of resources on the web. Not really interested in doing that. More interested in pulling people together and showing people excellent practice. Okay, the next part of the show is looking at teacher materials and insights. So I really like to flag up certain people or certain resources and why they're useful. And this particular section is looking at teachers who've gone the extra mile, people who are putting out exemplar material that really is of interest and other people can use in their classrooms, or people you can connect with on Twitter who can actually give you advice and help. And that's how it works. It's a network. It's a network of professionals. This network should have been built by government, but you can't do that sort of thing top down. It has to be bottom up. It has to be from grassroots up. And it would be helpful if institutions start to embrace this kind of ad hoc, movable network of people around the country. Okay, the bit.ly for this section is bit.ly/bundles/ibeams/4. And that's ibeams, E-Y-E-B-E-A-M-S. First thing I want to tell people about is Alan O'Donoghue's weekly computer science lesson, which is bit.ly/computerscience10. Now, this is an amazing audio boo. If you don't know what audio boo is, well, this is what you're listening to now. It's a podcast put out on the web by people who want to say something to other people. It could be classes, blogging, could be teachers talking about what they're doing. Alan O'Donoghue has a lot of expertise. What I like about this blog, it's his Year 10 GCSE computing, and he's doing it week by week. He's decided to teach his Year 10 computing. I think it's 23 boys and 3 girls. Only 3 girls? That's amazing. Anyway, week on week, he blogs about what he does in the classroom after he's done it. And what's fascinating about it is that he really does reflect on what he's actually just achieved with his class. It's like a masterclass in how to reflect on your practice, how to take things forward, how to engage the community and get them to help you in terms of thinking about what you're doing in class week on week. And he does this in a series of blogs, audio boos. You really do have to go along and listen to the lot of them. But this one is quite interesting because he's reflecting on having gone to another teacher's class and seeing what they are doing in tandem in the same way, but differently. So this, for me, is what should be happening up and down the country with teachers. And Alan is a prime example of that. He's very well known for Hack Days, where he brings whole communities to the school to learn computer science or games, constructing games or hacking together pieces of kit and other ideas. He pulls in professionals from at the outside, like the BBC and big computer companies. He's an example of someone who's a very high quality node in the network of professional development up and down the country, particularly within computer science. But listen to this podcast because it's really, really good, really, really insightful, and is a masterclass in how to think about how you go forwards with your practice. And Alan's been doing it for many years, but he's now moved into the computer science scenario. And it's interesting to take that journey with him on this podcast. Excellent, excellent podcast. I recommend it to anyone. Go along and see that. All right, the next one is Claire Sickham's blog, Changing Phase, and in particular, her use of mini books. So it is bit.ly/MFL mini book. Now, Claire is an MFL teacher and consultant in the northeast of England, and she's a director of Ideas Education Limited. So she's a consultant, she's a practitioner, and this little blog is wonderful. It's got a lovely example of small books that you can keep in your pocket or make in your pocket. A small book which has got picture prompts and writing, and it takes you through bit by bit on the blog how to do it and how to cut out and make this particular small mini book for use with children with MFL. But it's a general resource anyway. It's an excellent, excellent resource. Claire is so full of ideas. She's very active on Twitter. And you really do need to go along to this blog and have a look at all her examples. I'm just trying to find her Twitter name on the blog, which I cannot see. But I'll come back to that and put it in the video later. Okay, the next one is, again, Jo Badge, who we looked at with her iPad and 36 children earlier in the week. Soon it is Diwali, and in most primary classrooms that are on the top of their game, they usually cover this multicultural this festival at this time of year. And Jo blogs Pinterest, her use of a Pinterest board to actually put up Diwali resources is excellent. So that's bit.ly/Diwali Pinterest. Go along there, have a look at the resources, see if you can use them. This is something I would have given my eye teeth for years ago, to be able to just jump to a particular resource and pull it out. What's of interest of this, obviously, is that it can be added to, or people can put it within a bigger network. All these resources I'm talking about are sort of specific culturally to the UK. Even though it's Diwali within the UK. Or even if it's the MFL, it's a general MFL writing and teaching and learning resource. I'm pointing as much to the people as I am to the resources. So at Jo Badge on Twitter, someone to follow. You've got to remember that this podcast is not about resources. It's about the people. It's about the networks. Okay, now, this is quite interesting because this person who is who has a name, an Irish name, I think this Irish name is pronounced Dothy Murray? D. Murray 742. This is the discussion that was going along last night or this night, I can't remember which night it is, at Northern Irish Ed Chat. What Ed Chats are when teachers get together on Twitter, they have a hashtag which they put in the Twitter stream, and this is NI, Ed Chat, and people then discuss and add that hashtag to the discussion in real time for about an hour, and on top of that they start to add resources or insights into their practice. Again, it's about people coming together, not face to face this time, online, electronically, but often these are people who have met face to face at teacher meets or other venues and have started to build resources together, ad hoc resources together. This is an example of that. So this is bit.ly/NI Ed Chat Google. And what this is a document where Dorothy Murray has asked a lot of people to crowdsource ideas. So you've got many ideas that people have just thrown into this Google document online. And so you have to be joined up to Google, but when you are, you can actually go along to this link and see all the resources people are putting in. Here are some of the ideas. Getting to know your new class, tips for the first 5 days in school. Keeping a healthy work-life balance. Make your spaces a sparkly place to learn. I like that one. One piece of advice to the next generation of trainee teachers. Technology on a shoestring. Encourage independent learning. And it goes on. And they are building and building in this document. So that's another way of doing it. Get together online, have a centralized document, add stuff to it, and crowdsource ideas. This is what this is all about. Teaching and learning by building ad hoc informal networks for CPD, for professional development. And this is what teachers like. It's more or less been ignored by mainstream media, and it's more or less being ignored by the educational establishment. But this is where most people go who are learning and who are being pulled into the teaching profession. This actually shows them some excellent exemplars. Okay, the next section is because the Plymouth Teach Meet is SEN, what we're going to look at is an example of some generalized SEN resources. So this is bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams/6. The first SEN resource is the Department for Education written ministerial statement for SEN reform proposals, which was updated on the 28th of September 2012. If you want a bit of background into that, that's bit.ly/DFE_SEN. Now, a pointer to the SEN teaching resources at the TES. This is a massive network of teachers and special needs resources, all archived by Bev Evans for the TES. Bev is an amazing force of nature. Again, all these resources and all this is coordinated by a link person, those people who are sort of in the nodes of the ad hoc teaching profession online. That is bit.ly/TESSEN. And in response to the SEN legislation that is coming out, I thought I might look at a couple of sites. One is the SSAT response to the SEN provision, and that is bit.ly/SSAT SEN. And the other one is the IPSEA. That's the Parents Independent Parental Special Needs Association, who are also feeding back on that legislation. And that is bit.ly/IPSEASEN. IPSEASEN. Okay. And for the very last part of our program, as usual this morning, we have a little sort of bit about Michael Gove, our glorious leader, and how he isn't quite coming up to scratch with the way he's doing things in the world of education. I'm quite interested in the fact that he has not really come up to scratch or been found wanting in his department through a Education Committee document. It's the Education Committee third report on governance and leadership of the Department of Education. And in it, they go, it's interesting. Furthermore, we regret the department's failure to publish minutes in a timely fashion, as it has promised to do, and urge it to rectify this. Summary minutes of the last 13 months' meetings should be made available immediately. So they haven't published the minutes of the past 13 months' meetings. What is going on at the DFE? Transparency? I don't think so. And to play you out today, or you play yourself out, I would recommend you go along to bit.ly/BGsFloyd. And that will take you to a YouTube site where they will play a nice little mashup of Teacher, Leave That Child Alone, the Bee Gees, and Saturday Night Fever, just to get you in the mood for the day ahead and give you a bit of inspiration. Think about the DFE and how they can't even publish their minutes while you're doing an excellent job in the classroom. So don't forget, be here for tomorrow and tomorrow's news, where we will put you in touch with everyone who matters in the teaching world and build that network. Bye now.